Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You know, so much happened over the weekend that I almost forgot to ask you how drop-off went on Saturday.
Really good.
Uh-oh.
You know, that last 60 seconds is always just the worst, where you know it's time to go and...
They're ready for you to go.
Have a great semester.
The awkwardly long hug.
Yeah. Saw a lot of the awkward long hugs. It went okay. The house is very quiet. Very quiet.
How quiet, Dana? Uncomfortably so.
Remember that original Sprint commercial where you could hear a pin drop?
Yeah. That bad, huh?
Come on over.
Story here from Fox News. For those of you who did like Dana over the weekend and dropped your kid off at college, here's the story from Fox News from Deidre Riley. Sending a child off to college is one of the most exciting and yet emotionally fraught experiences that a mom or dad can go through. Many parents and guardians say, and that time of year is just about here for millions of families across the country. In October of 2021, this story says 62% of high school graduates were enrolled in a college or a university. That number is surprisingly high, I must confess.
Yeah.
I'm assuming they're including junior college and some trade schools in there as well. If those numbers hold true this year, that means a lot of moms and dads are hugging their kids and waving goodbye with mixed emotions as their kids start the new adventure of higher education and a new period of growth in their life. They have some advice, moms and dads. Cut back on the constant communication.
Ah!
Listen to this. This is from Dory Hutchinson with Boston University, who specializes in this kind of stuff. She says, many parents come to college with their freshmen via technology, talking and texting throughout the day about every class, every meeting, every assignment. You want to promote independence in your child, and this is part of what college is about. Resist texting and telephoning your student every day. It's a hard thing to do if you're not used to it. Try to do it every couple of days, at least in the beginning.
Good night. How was your night? Good morning. How was your morning? How do you feel right now? How are you doing? Are you hungry? Are you making friends? This was the third kid that we sent off to school, so I'm better at it than I used to be. Way better at it than I used to be.
Don't be afraid to let your child struggle a little bit.
Not so good at that one.
You're a fixer.
Da da da! Here comes mom.
Super mom to the rescue. Says another expert in this field, struggles are part of life. And most people who conquer their challenges with their own energy and resources will come out better fit to face subsequent challenges in life.
All true. All true. I'm better than I used to be. I'm still working on it.
So how many times have you talked to
how many times have we
drop off?
You know,
so whatever this is, times it by at least
No.
I was talking to Sam, not you.
Times it by four.
No.
I'm going to go four.
I don't even know how to answer. I don't know how to.
How many times have you called her since you dropped her off on Saturday?
There has been 48 hours. There have been some text messages.
How many?
Nonstop.
No.
Would it be more than a dozen?
Probably around 12.
So 48.
Yeah, roughly.
She's all settled now. She's doing great. It's all good.
How are you doing, Mom?
I'm okay. I'm hanging in there.
Did you call her this morning?
I did not, but I texted her. Today's a big day. There are a lot of girls are doing girl things at KU today, so I was like, have a great day.
What were you?
Have a great day. Call me a lot.
Okay. No, that's
I know.
It says right here, cut back on the constant connection.
Yeah. You don't have to, but only if you want to. Yeah. It's okay. I'm way better with this one. I get better with every single one of them.
So you were worse with Jack?
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
Oh, that poor child.
I know.
I mean, I think back to like when we went to, we didn't have cell phones.
Right.
Sure as hell didn't have the internet.
And our parents didn't seem to care.
My mom.
I'm not saying they didn't care, but man, they dumped us off and.
My mom's car didn't come to a complete stop. And we had an arrangement because, you know, you had to be at the phone. And my mom would call me every Sunday at 7 o'clock.
On an actual physical
phone.
Attached to the wall phone.
It was a rotary phone in my dorm in Nebraska. And so, actually, I say seven. It was six because I would go watch America's Funniest Home Videos at the Union because I didn't have my own television at 7. So at 6 o'clock on Sunday, my mom would ring my phone in my dorm, and we would talk every Sunday night. You had to plan that stuff.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, the phone's just going to ring and ring and ring, and nobody's there to pick it up.
Remember, you'd go to the mall, and you'd say, okay, we're going to meet up in exactly 1 hour and 25 minutes at the Orange Julius.
Yes.
Because we did not have cell phones.
Maybe here at 3:30.
Most of us survived.
My mom just texted me, here we go.
I love it. It's an exciting time, and you know what? All you moms and dads out there, I love you, and I feel you, and just hang in there. It's easier.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.